Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Illinois Department of Public Health reported the death of an infant younger than 1 year in Chicago who tested positive for coronavirus. WBBM's Jim Goodis now joins us live with the latest.
Rachel, that death is one of 13 new deaths in Illinois related to COVID-19, bringing the state's total to 47. The number of confirmed cases in Illinois rose by 465. It now stands at 3,491. The governor says that the death of this infant, as well as a state employee, and all of the deaths reported today, highlight the important need for two things. One is for all of us to stay in place, as the governor has requested. He says he's still hearing of instances where people are gathering in groups, and that increases the risk of the spread of COVID-19. The other thing he is urging people in Illinois, and especially businesses, to do is if they have protective face masks, gowns, gloves, or other personal protective equipment, to donate those to the state so that they can get them to the medical professionals and the first responders who need them so that they can be protected from COVID-19. The governor again also took aim at the federal government, saying that Washington is not doing enough to provide equipment such as ventilators to the states, and it also isn't doing enough to avoid competition where states are competing for key equipment that's needed to stem the spread of the virus and treat those who do contract the virus. And the governor says because the federal government hasn't done that, Illinois and other states are competing for scarce resources, and he says no state has enough equipment right now in order to deal with the growing COVID-19 outbreak. Again, the latest numbers just reported by the state, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases is now up to 3,491, and the number of deaths is up to 47. And again, one of those deaths was an infant in Chicago. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time 307. Volunteers spent a second Saturday packing and delivering hundreds of bags of groceries in Dalton today to help people amid the pandemic. Dalton Village trustee and activist Andrew Holmes is coordinating the effort.
We have some blocks where they have tied ribbons on their home, white ribbons, letting us know that there's a senior there, there's a disability person there, and we go take that grocery there. Some have tears coming out their eyes, and it gets to me sometimes just to see that, hey, they can't get out. But I think about this. They took care of their children when they were coming up, and I'm asking those children, think about your mother and your father. Go back and take care of them.
Volunteers also donated about 10,000 gloves to police in both Dalton and Robbins. Schools in Illinois will not have to make up lost days to the shutdown, but they are under orders to begin e-learning next Tuesday.
The Illinois State Board of Education said in a statement, remote content delivery will be a new and challenging endeavor for many districts. At St. Lawrence High School in Burbank, they've been preparing for this for 3 years, and when the schools were closed, Dr. Brian Gilbert, an assistant principal, says the transition was seamless.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now our students are continuing to go through a normal school day just as we would if we are physically in the building. We're doing everything virtually, and our teachers are engaging with the students in real time, leading discussions, continuing with group activities. So it's really been a pretty smooth transition for us.
Schools are allowed to count the days off under the governor's orders toward the requirement of at least 176 6 school days. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Chicago scientist is playing an important part in understanding COVID-19.
The Daily Southtown says 47-year-old Sandra Bedrin, a resident of Chicago's Beverly neighborhood, builds particle accelerators used for a variety of applications. She and other physicists and colleagues helped develop the X-ray producing advanced photon source at Argonne National Laboratory. That device has enabled scientists to analyze COVID-19 and to create a model of its protein structure to understand how the virus disguises itself from the human immune system and attacks the human body, latching onto cells, replicating itself, and causing inflammation. Bedrin was recently inducted into the Moraine Valley Community College Hall of Fame. Dave Bernard, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 53-year-old woman was shot this morning on the far south side. Chicago police say she was in the 10,500 block of South Avenue J when she was grazed by a bullet on her head. She was taken to University of Chicago Hospital for treatment and is currently in good condition. Area South detectives are still investigating. A 16-year-old boy was killed today during a drive-by in West Town on the west side. Police say around 11 a.m. he was in the 2100 block of West Maypole Avenue when someone in a passing silver BMW fired shots. The boy was rushed to Stroger Hospital, where he later died. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office has not released details surrounding his death.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.